Hello.
Hi, Sheila. It's Michael calling from MMA League. Are you okay?
Yep.
Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Sheila, about your case?
Yep.
Fantastic. So, you know, Sheila, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring.
Can you? I can't really hear you that much. Well,
you can't hear me.
I can hardly hear you.
Okay. I mean, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a bit.
Okay.
Hang on a minute, I'll drop my veranda. Background noise. Oh.
Hello. Hiya. Just to let you know, Sheila, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Absolutely.
It's my role, Sheila, as part of the investigation team, is to get to know you.
Yep.
Get to know your case, and then go out and gather the evidence for you.
Yep.
Whether that be social services, education authorities,
yep.
For your time and care.
Yep.
I'll write to obviously those bodies and gather that information.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's easy for me. I can do that today. What I do need to understand and need to get to know you a bit better is to see how the trauma you faced in care has had an effect on you into your adult life. Now, whether that be, you know, anxiety, depression, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, Sheila, is I'll write to your GP, the NHS, any sort of rehabilitation facilities, and I'll gather that information. And what I'll do is obviously utilise that information as a overall picture of, you know, Sheila McLean, not only in care, but also, you know, the effects that you being in care has had on you.
Aye.
Is that okay, Sheila?
Aye, that's fine.
Perfect.
That's fine.
I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Sheila, so I do apologise profusely in advance.
Aye.
At any point in the call you don't wish to continue or you want a break, or just let me know and we'll rearrange.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you or have you ever suffered with any sort of mental health issues, Sheila, i.e. depression or anxiety?
No.
Okay. Do you suffer or have you suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Sheila?
Aye, well, I broke free of that about 10 years ago.
Is free of alcohol or...?
Alcohol.
Free of... 10 years. Did you get any help to get away from the alcohol?
No, I've done it myself, believe it or not.
Ah, no, that's amazing. Everything. Myself. Okay. No substance issues, Sheila, was it just the alcohol,
no,
was it?
Just the alcohol. That was bad enough.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. So there's no other mental health issues, any sort of PTSD?
No.
Okay. A real tough one, Sheila, that I do have to ask. And, you know, it pains me to ask, or I will, and I have to. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Sheila?
After I came out of care, I did. And
yeah.
I was only away, and I didn't know about that until I read my doctor's notes.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't remember that until after I had to go to a psychiatrist. I was only away, and I was still in primary school, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sorry,
I don't know if I was trying to hang myself with the curtains or whatever, but it was something to do with curtains and I ended up going to a psychiatrist.
Okay. And that was all through your GP, was it?
Aye, it would have been.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to your GP, Sheila, with your permission.
Aye, that's fine, but it's not my GP I'm with now, it's a GP that I had.
Yeah, your records should follow you through
Aye, good, that's fine.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds, I'm just going to add your CP's details. Can I take the GP's practice details, please?
It's over a minute. Burns, discarding burns. Oh, wait a minute, I don't even know.
It's okay.
It might go on my prescription. No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. Okay. I'm terrible for remembering.
Yes.
I've been at the Drumchapel Health Clinic.
Drumchapel?
Drumchapel, Drumchapla.
Yeah.
Health Centre. And I'm sure it's Gascadden Burns and Co. I'm sure I could maybe Google it. Hang on a minute and I can get the exact...
It's okay, I don't need the address. My team will get all that for you.
Right.
I just need pointing in the right direction. So it's the Drumchapel Health Centre, yeah?
Yeah. And it's Drumchapel and Lyons. I don't even know if they work there anywhere. There's that many different doctors that come in and out.
No problem. How long have you been with this new GP for?
Oh, years and years.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write to your GP, I'll get all your medical records. I'll also write to the social services and the education authorities of the two care settings we've got for you. When I get the information back from your time in care, Sheila, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
Okay, so what I'll do is when I get it back into the business, I'll send you copies of everything I get.
Smashing.
That could take us up to 10 months, Sheila, so just to, manage your expectations. So when I send it to you, Sheila, we'll go through it together. That's probably not going to be an easy call for you, so we can do that in one call, 10 calls, 100 calls, however it needs to be. We'll go through, make sure we're not missing any information out, make sure all your statements have everything in that you want them, want to be in there.
Yep.
What we'll then do is then we'll attach your medical records to the claim.
Yep.
And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress.
Right.
So just to let you know, what we've done so far, Sheila, is we've told Scottish Redress that we are going to claim.
Yep.
So we've been recognised as your law firm. We've got an application number for you, but they know that we're providing them with support and evidence, so they're waiting for us to bring the evidence, which is my role. From there, Sheila, we then wait for what's called a panel date. That's when a panel of individuals will adjudicate our case, if you like. It's all done behind closed doors, Sheila, so it's not like any sort of children's panels or anything like that. It's all done behind closed doors. We'll be notified by email and letter. And hopefully from there we'll be able to get you the recognition that you deserve and an offer of financial compensation.
Okay.
Is that okay, Sheila?
Yep, that's fine.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me on that process?
No, not at all.
Excellent. Okay. I just need to go back one step with you, Sheila. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I'm about to start what we call our main body of work on your case, which is going to take me, like I say, anywhere up to 10 months. So I need to know that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you before obviously I continue with your case. So just to let you know, Sheila, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. Mm-hmm. But that would obviously entail if you wish, or if you so wish, to gather your own evidence, create and submit your own case. That is an option for you.
Yep.
Option two is, Sheila, there are other law firms out there that will help you apply and won't charge you any fees.
Yep.
They do this because they participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Yep.
Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't go into or discuss or pick apart those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, and probably more importantly, Sheila, what they don't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell you is, as a law firm, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. We don't accept a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government.
Yep.
So what we do, Sheila, we work a little bit different, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Yep.
What that means is you win, you lose, we lose together. It's on us as a business is to go out and give you the best chance of gaining the, you know, the maximum amount of recognition and also financial compensation.
Yep.
Our fees are tied. Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is you'll never pay us anything over 20%.
Yep.
Inclusive of all taxes. No matter how much time, effort or work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than those fees.
Yep.
On the no fee side, just for peace of mind, because you've been through such, you know, emotional and hardship and, you know, issues, because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't get you compensation back, Sheila, we'll never come knocking or looking for our fees from you.
Mm-hmm.
Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and our time.
Right.
So it's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Sheila.
Absolutely. No, I'm quite happy to go ahead.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options, Sheila?
I understand, aye.
Excellent. And you're still happy for me to continue?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, I know it's not about the money, but it's money I never had.
No.
I mean, it's just the recognition would be more. I mean?
Well, that's the key that I say to all my clients. You know, the recognition is key. The money we get, you know, it's not going to fix what's happened to you.
Is it just me that suffered? I suffered too.
Of course.
There's things the nuns used to say to me, I was repeating to them. I mean, it's quite right.
Yeah, as you know, to bring people up, if that's how you've been brought up.
It's mad, isn't it? It's just mad.
Yeah.
No, I'm quite happy to continue with you.
It's shaped your whole life, hasn't it, let's be honest.
No, I'm glad I've sort of got my life back together. I mean, I'm a grandmother of 16 grandkids now. I mean, I'm 57.
Yeah,
I'll be
Christmas there.
Well, how long did you say this could take up to?
12 months.
Another 12 months? I was told it was only 6 to 8 months.
No, well, it takes, depending on where these local authorities are, you know, we'll be writing to them, obviously, and threatening them with legal action if they don't get us back in a timely fashion. But obviously, ultimately, we have no control over the government body.
Absolutely.
The information. So, you know, I try and manage people's expectations where that could take me anywhere between 6 or 10 months.
Right, no, it just gives me a peace of mind and all, you know what I mean? And I can take it away from the forefront of my mind. Because it's all I've been thinking about since.
Yeah, well, if you need to have a chat with anybody now, Sheila, I'm your caseworker. I'm the one who's going to walk you through to the end. You've got my number now. My name's Michael. You just give me a call. One last thing, Sheila. You do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us.
Yep.
What that means is up until day 14, if you're unhappy with our processes or our fees, you can rip up the paperwork and walk away.
Yep.
If you're unaware of that 14-day cooling-off period, Sheila, at the time of signing, I can restart that day from you for the 14 days for you today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with our process and our fees, you can waive the 14-day and we can obviously get started on your case.
I'm happy to waive the 14.
Okay, Sheila, so I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. I'll land our process. You have my number now, please save it. I'll ring you every 3 to 4 weeks just to check in, let you know how I'm getting on. If you need me, Sheila, you just give me a call, I wait for you.
Right, no bother. Cheers.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.